Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. There's a lot of conservative moderates out there who supported Huntsman. And with him leaving the race, we see that, the field is kind of diverted now, with Mitt Romney being the only legible or the only clear indicator of anyone in the GOP which has some moderate concerns and some moderate policies within the conservative base. And the stratification of the political parties now is just so eminent that we are kind of disappointed to see him actually leave. So I am concerned that with the candidates left over, whether the GOP at all could face Barack Obama in the general elections, and what it will do to such cases as the Hispanic vote or other votes as well.
There's Dan, a talk caller, who's concerned that the GOP will be unable to appeal to a large enough group of voters to win now that Huntsman is out of the race. So you think that's true? Is Romney destined to failure, or will he win? That's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Here are our hosts, Jim Leader and Rebecca Marshall, talking to political analyst Jim Moore about how the South Carolina primary is shaping up.
What was wrong with him, Jim?
Well, the main thing was that he never really caught on with voters. The best that he did was in the New Hampshire primary, where he finally got his poll numbers up into double digits, but then he came in a distant third. And in South Carolina, he's just finding the traction isn't there, as well as the fact that he's having a hard time raising money. The main money he's getting is from his billionaire father, and he's just saying, it's time to look at the inevitable and throw my support to Mitt Romney.
Yeah, so do you think we're going to hear from him again later down the road, maybe a couple of years from now?
There's a possibility. It depends on what he does in the interim. Remember, he was the ambassador to China for President Obama, and that was kind of a big thing for him to overcome with Republican voters. But he's got the money, and he's got the experience as the governor of Utah to really make a difference. The thing that he needs to have learned from this race is you've got to have not just yourself, but organization in the first probably half dozen or maybe dozen primary states. If you don't have that organization, your campaign isn't going anywhere.
So South Carolina primary is Saturday, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If Romney wins, do you think Perry or Santorum might stay or get out of the race?
I think they're probably going to get out.
Oh.
They're putting everything in South Carolina because South Carolina is different than Iowa and New Hampshire. South Carolina has a bigger group of values voters, the social conservatives that both Santorum and Perry are really trying to appeal to. And if they don't win or if they come in, if it's really, really close, they may stay in. But if they're in the distant pack, then basically their voters are looking at them and saying, we want someone else besides you, and both of them will have to leave the race.
So, Jim, what if Romney loses in South Carolina? What's that going to do for Florida and the contests that come up in February?
Well, it means that those are even more important. There's people like Newt Gingrich are looking still for their voice, and Florida would be a great state for him. Ron Paul, if Ron Paul does well in South Carolina, and remember, he's the only one who's a military veteran, and there's a lot of military veterans in South Carolina, then we've got a humdinger of a race that keeps going. But at this point, it's looking, the polls are just not moving that much, and so South Carolina looks like it might be the last stand for almost everybody.
More on John Huntsman, South Carolina, and the GOP race when the countdown continues.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com. Talk Radio in Review. Here are hosts Doug McKelvin and Debbie Monterey talking to political analyst Paul Brandis about the impact, if any, that Huntsman's exit and endorsement of Romney is likely to have now.
Don't really think this is much of a surprise. How about you?
Oh, no, nobody is surprised by this at all. I mean, he had placed all of his eggs in New Hampshire, finished a weak third. He put a good spin on it, Doug said, on to South Carolina. But, you know, he's out of money. He's not polling well there either. So it's a curtains. And he is expected to, in just a short while, endorse his fellow Mormon ex-governor, Mitt Romney.
And speaking of Mormon, a lot of people had said, well, in South Carolina, it's, you know, a lot of Baptists, very fundamentalist, and the Mormon's not going to do well. But the polling seems to show Mitt Romney's doing pretty well and that Newt Gingrich continues swinging at him.
Well, the latest South Carolina polls, and this was taken before Huntsman's withdrawal, they showed 37% of Republicans there backing Romney. That's more than twice Santorum and Paul are getting. They're tied at 16%. So I think you are absolutely right. I think that folks down there don't particularly seem to care whether these folks are Mormon or not. I mean, Romney is clearly in the driver's seat now, and if he wins South Carolina, this primary is next weekend, I think it's pretty much a game over for everybody else. So I think South Carolina, last stand for Huntsman, he's out, and I think you may see one or two other people drop out pretty quickly after this weekend.
Newt Gingrich, with the help of a $5 million donation from a benefactor, has been able to run a lot of commercials, including a real body slam on Mitt Romney, but that doesn't seem to be working in South Carolina, which is interesting because that's a state that a lot of times slug-em-out politics really works.
It seems to be backfiring. In fact, Doug, Republican operatives down there are telling him that it's just too much. And the other thing that's interesting about that, I think you're referring to the $5 million that Gingrich got from a Vegas casino mogul. There is more money being spent in South Carolina now from these so-called super PACs than from the candidates themselves. I mean, they have turned up campaign financing completely upside down. These candidates can't raise anything close to what some of these super PACs can pour in. But it could be, in fact, distorting the race to the extent that this Gingrich had, like you say. I mean, Gingrich says, well, I have nothing to do with that. That's just this super PAC. But come on, that's such a gray area between the two.
Here are our hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to a political consultant named Kevin Hardwick about Huntsman dropping out and whether or not Hardwick thinks we'll see any others leaving the race after the South Carolina primary this Saturday.
Are you surprised that he didn't wait until after the South Carolina primary?
Yeah, a bit. It's only a week away, and I'm not sure that there was any reason not to wait. However, it wasn't as if he was going to win the darn thing, and you know, he may have better things to do with his life, and he's moving on.
You know, Kevin, we know you're a fan of Rick Santorum, at least recently. What are his chances of going a little bit further?
Well, I think if Mitt Romney could have picked one of his opponents to drop out, he would have picked John Huntsman, not because he needs his endorsement so much, but I think it's a sign that people are starting to drop out and they're coming to coalesce around him, which was really the message last week that served him so well in New Hampshire. The idea that we've got to move on to the general election campaign, we've got to coalesce around a nominee and not beat each other up. The fact that Huntsman is dropping out isn't going to throw a lot of support to Romney, because Huntsman, quite frankly, didn't have all that much support to throw to anybody. But it is a sign to everybody, the voters out there, that, you know, the movement is toward Romney. Really, for Santorum to do well, you would need Gingrich to drop out. For Gingrich to do well, you would need Santorum to drop out, because they're just splitting that anybody but Mitt vote. Without either one of them dropping out, without either one of them having the resources that you're going to need to go on after South Carolina to Florida, you know, this thing could be over pretty quickly.
Do you think some other candidates' days are numbered as well? I'm thinking Rick Perry.
Oh, I think Rick Perry is a dead man walking anyway. I mean, after Iowa, when he took a day off to reassess his campaign, and he came back in, people were shaking their heads saying, you know, why bother? So, yeah, I think he'll be out in a week.
Newt Gingrich is having a better showing in the polls in South Carolina than he's had in New Hampshire and Iowa. Why do you suppose he's doing so much better there?
Well, it's a conservative state. I mean, it really is a Republican conservative state. It's right next door. I mean, his old stomping grounds were Georgia. And the next two states, in fact, South Carolina and Florida, are on either side of Georgia. So, you know, you would expect that he's playing more on his home court and would fare better than in New Hampshire and Iowa.
More on South Carolina and the GOP race when the Talk Countdown continues.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So you know that a lot of the blather and lather on talk radio comes from talk television and the print media as well. And so that's what we're here to discuss, and they're all focusing on South Carolina, as are we. From MSNBC, Chuck Todd here with political commentators Chris Cilezza, Christina Bellatoni, and Karen Finney about a big endorsement given to Rick Santorum, and if that's likely to make a difference in Saturday's primary.
Is it over?
Yeah, I mean, if I could quote Yogi Berra, it's never over till it's over. But yes, I mean, I think it is essentially over. Like, if you listen to Rick Santorum's, you know, don't send someone away. You've had people go to Washington. Rick Santorum spent a lot more time in Washington than Mitt Romney has. You can't be. I always say to people, is Mitt Romney flawed in a Republican primary? Absolutely. Can he be beaten by anyone in this field? Almost certainly not. You don't beat something with nothing.
When you certainly can't beat him, Christina, when you have 2.5 people splitting the vote. And I say half. Rick Perry, I don't feel like, is just caught fire. What his surrogate said, Greg Abbott said, is absolutely true. I've seen the guy is very good on the retail campaigning. But it's, you know, the damage had been done a lot sooner than that. But this lack of coalescing, I mean, why do I think it's still possible Newt might just say, you know what, fine. Coalesce around Santorum. Let's see if we can stop around there.
Oh, God, that'd be really interesting.
I don't know.
I think partially this is, there are two debates, you know, before they actually go to the polls on Saturday. I think these candidates have seen that the debates have mattered. The spending matters. I mean, you can't turn on the TV in South Carolina without seeing an ad right now. So there's still that tiny, tiny little chance that somebody can get in. But at the same time, you know, you saw this coalescing around Santorum sort of from this evangelicals meeting over the weekend. Well, this is after two contests that Mitt Romney has won.
Right.
Had that happened earlier, it might have made a bigger difference.
It feels a little bit too little too late. Okay, Karen Finney, you've been involved in campaigns. I'm reminded of Bill Clinton, 92. He had the nomination sewn up, but he always had a few thorns. He always was kind of looking over his shoulder because Jerry Brown was still hanging around there. There was still griping about his electability. I have a sense that that's what life's going to be like for Mitt Romney over the next 3 to 4 months.
Oh, absolutely.
Ron Paul playing the role of Jerry Brown.
Absolutely. And certainly Newt Gingrich has made it clear that, you know, he's not going anywhere.
If he drops out,
I think he's still going to be a thorn in Mitt Romney's side
That'll
be
interesting.
But certainly, I mean, look, we've known from the beginning Mitt Romney, as you said, flawed candidate, probably going to be the nominee, probably going to survive all these attacks. And frankly, he doesn't even have to do that well in South Carolina because the expectations are so low given the religious issues. Although I have to tell you, I've had conversations with religious conservatives who said if it came down to Romney versus Obama, even though they believe Obama is a Christian, they'd go Romney.
John Roberts here reporting from South Carolina about the large number of Republican voters who still say they have no idea who they're going to support in the primary on Saturday.
Over 30% of South Carolina Republican voters say they haven't yet made up their minds. I spent the afternoon over at the Sand Sculpture across the street from the convention center where the debate's going to be. They have caricatures of all of the candidates, including Huntsman. I don't think they're going to take that one off. We're participating in the debate tonight. And I talked with a lot of people about what their main issues were, what it was that was going to help them make up their mind. A lot of them told me they want to hear more about the economy. They want to hear more about help for small business, address the housing crisis. But listen to what Kristen Hook told me she wants to hear.
We want someone who can win, but we also want somebody that's going to get something done, that's going to not do business as usual, not polarize, but actually bring people together.
Now, she's looking for somebody who can see deeds as well as actions. Now, one of the other big questions in South Carolina, how are Tea Party voters going to go? They also have a convention going on today just down the beach from where we are. I dropped by and talked to a few folks. While they're not going to hold any kind of a straw poll or looking to coalesce around any particular candidate, there's a lot of support for Newt Gingrich. Many Tea Party leaders believe can be the one to fire up the Tea Party. And they're saying that Mitt Romney cannot do that. But listen to what Tim Deacon told me in a conversation. What do you say to this idea that if Mitt Romney becomes the nominee, Tea Party members will just stay home?
I do not agree with that. I think they will get behind the Republican candidate begrudgingly initially, but by Election Day, you will find all of them behind.
And Tim Deacon is a firm Gingrich supporter. He said he wouldn't be happy about a Romney win, but he is a district captain, and he would mobilize his forces to get out there on Election Day.
Let's get to your calls on John Huntsman, South Carolina, the presidential race, at 800-510-8255 next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. I was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberen? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberen stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberen program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Grandpa!
Hey, Dorothy!
What appearance, and I'll unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What's in the news is what is talked about on News Talk radio stations. And in the news, lots of discussions of the primal type and the essence of what's going on. The Republican presidential hopefuls are in line. Can they make it? Can they survive? Can they, and well, one of them is going to survive. What about the rest of them? Will they help get whoever the nominee is over the top so that Barack Obama can be beaten? Who's the person to do that, in your estimation? 800-510-8255. Nate in Kansas doesn't think John Huntsman had a chance anyway.
I don't think he has the name recognition that Mitt Romney has. And also, if you remember, Mitt Romney also pulled out of the last campaign. So I don't know if he made a deal with members of the party or with McCain himself. But Mitt pulled out. Did it gracefully, and now you know, he gets the opportunity, you know, to be the front runner, and also I believe the person that's going to win the nomination as it concerns the Republican Party. I would support him if he wasn't running against Obama. I mean, it's just for me as African American, this it's a historical thing as far as that's concerned. But other than that, yeah, I'm pretty crazy about Mitt Romney as far as that's concerned.
Pretty crazy about Mitt Romney. 800-510-8255. There are all kinds of different ways of putting it. Mary, how would you describe who you supported and what's going on with you?
Well, I supported John Huntsman, and I liked his worldview, his international experience, some of the things he had to say about our part in on the world stage. And I haven't heard too much about that from the other Republican candidates. They seem to be worried about social issues, and they talk about the budget a lot, but they mostly seem to be bickering with one another, which we don't need right now. We just don't need that. I had hoped to hear more talk about the issues and less barbs, but apparently that's not happening.
Well, it isn't happening because apparently these people need to get a life. They need to grow up. They need to understand what's going on. They're guilty of the nepotism or narcissism, maybe. Nepotism is not the right word. Narcissism that is so much a part of American politics today. Thank you for expressing yourself. 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown program. Michael, one of our stations in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
I wanted to say that I believe that most of John Huntsman's votes are actually going to go to Ron Paul, because John Huntsman was the only other one in the race who was pretty much anti-war. I believe the peace candidate is going to win eventually. And the other thing is that if you look at it, Ron Paul's the only one who gets consistent independent and Democratic votes. So if we think that Mitt Romney, who half of the Republican Party doesn't even like, is going to be able to win, I mean, we're just fooling ourselves. If we don't vote for Ron Paul, there's no way we're going to get the crossover vote. There's no way we're going to win against Barack Obama.
All right. What about the facts from all of these various and sundry candidates, so Romney and Santorum and Gingrich? We'll go through some of those, have done some homework on the facts versus fiction, the facts versus the folly. Keeping going with your thoughts, though, on the presidential race at 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Here's a Texan named Greg.
The way things have been swinging, you know, first you got the pizza guy up there first, and you know, in the lead, then you got Gingrich, and you got Perry, and you got Romney. You know, you never know how things are going to swing. And, you know, Huntsman is I would call him a moderate Republican. And he's probably easier to put up against Obama in the election. Perry ought to drop out. I've been here for a long time. He's been our governor. And, you know, yeah, he can tout all the jobs he's made, but our unemployment has doubled. You know, I think that's because of more people moving into the state, though.
All right. 800-510-8255. What's your reply to that? The faith issue has come up any number of times, and so Stephen here in Massachusetts has some thoughts on that as it applies to both Huntsman and Romney.
I'm calling about Mr. Huntsman and being a Mormon, and Mitt Romney also being a Mormon. Right now, Mr. Romney is doing well in the polls. But I think once, you know, the press gets a hold of the Mormon religion or cult, whatever you want to call it, and exposes it to the rest of the nation for what it is, they're going to see it in a different light. Unfortunately, the American people aren't really represented well as far as being on top of the issues. We have a lot of people out there voting. We don't know any of the issues. The dumbing down of America, as you might call it. The haves, keeping the have-nots right in line, right where they want them. At one time, we were second and third in math and science in 1957. Now we're 47th and 52nd in the world math and science. I find that to be just a little bit of the truth. And once that happens, I don't believe America, which was based on all the religions that were kicked out of England, mostly Christianity religions, are going to be able to accept him.
So is this different than John Kennedy being a Catholic or Joe Lieberman being a Jew? Let's say somebody were to run that was a Muslim. Is that going to have the same impact as being a Mormon? A lot of questions about Mormonism, and maybe that's what Huntsman otherwise seemed pretty intelligent and articulate, didn't he? So are we a bunch of prejudiced so-and-sos here in America? 800-510-8255. Countdown next welcomes Dean from Michigan.
I just wanted to say that I don't think that Huntsman really had a chance from the start. I mean, he really didn't have his name wasn't really, really, really out there big. And I just want to say something about Mitt Romney. He's coming into this race here, and he's really pushing people around and, you know, starting wars with different people. But I think that we really need to look out for Rick Santorum, because I really think that he has a good point, on certain things. And I think that he's going to be a big one in this race.
All right. Appreciate your call and comments and thoughts. 800-510-8255. Caller time here in this half hour of the countdown. Ellen in Indiana.
Yes, I'm calling about Huntsman getting out of the race. I thought he was a great gentleman. And then the debate when he was saying about Mitt Romney, you know, he couldn't get along with Democrats, that they were separating the party, that he wouldn't be, putting down Democrats, that he'd be willing to work with the Democrats. That's why I like John Huntsman. And maybe that would have changed my vote.
You know? Sounds like an interesting idea, all right? 800-510-8255. He thinks that Huntsman's the only one that'll work on both sides of the aisle. Romney was pretty good at doing that. Remember, the legislature of Massachusetts, I'm not shilling for him, but the magic here of Romney, in part, if he sells it right, is working for being able to get together, not working for, but with the Democrats in the state legislature there. Both houses controlled by the Democrats. 800-510-8255. Catherine, listening in Las Vegas on KNUU.
What I'm calling about is I've been a devout Democrat my whole life, but I could have thought of a Huntsman-Paul ticket because I'm so against the wars. The other thing is, and the one thing I have against Paul is I like a lot of the things he stands for, a whole lot of the things he stands for, especially bringing all the troops home. But the part that upsets me is when he keeps pushing that right-to-work state. I'm in a right-to-work state. And when you have a right-to-work state along with Oxley-Sarbanes, what it does is it takes away the person's right to face their accusers. You couldn't even find a lawyer to stand for you on that one because those two laws cancel your ability to stand up for yourself when people come up against you. And that's the one thing that's wrong with Ron Paul. But other than that, he's the only other candidate in the whole group that I really have any respect for.
Who do you respect? Who do you like? 800-510-8255. More thoughts on this, as mostly people are talking about the GOP side of the presidential race. If you were an endorser, who would you endorse? I've used this term many times, or these terms, the pretender, the intender, and the contender. Who among this group is still in that situation? I noticed that Mr. Kane has been making the rounds on lots of television programs, including he was on with Bill Maher. What do you think of him and his presence as we go along? Should the people who have been running just be quiet, get out of the way, and wait for those who are still in the race to figure out, to sort out who's going to win or not? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown at 17 before the hour.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, Safe Farm.
Is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Each year, weight loss and wellness goals are among the nation's top New Year's resolutions, and nutrition expert Beth Aldridge has some secrets to help.
The key to reaching your wellness goals is to take small steps. First, you need to choose an activity you like to do every day so you stay motivated and don't dread working out.
And just because you're eating better doesn't mean you should sacrifice flavor.
Find healthy foods you actually enjoy. Pack your salads full of delicious vegetables and fruits and use a salad dressing made with simple, good-for-you ingredients.
And look for dressings that use all natural, simple ingredients with no preservatives.
Marzetti Simply Dressed and new Simply Dressed and Light refrigerated salad dressings are an all-natural option for making any salad or recipe more flavorful. They're made with a minimal number of ingredients like olive oil, canola oil, and sea salt, and have no preservatives, trans fats, MSG, or high fructose corn syrup. And new Simply Dressed and Light offers the added benefits of less fat and calories.
You can find lots of flavorful recipe options at Marzetti.com. I'm Lynn West.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone. Live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of green apple jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
800-510-8255, the news of the day, the issues of the day, the events of the day, all part of what people are talking about, and certainly here with the GOP race moving to South Carolina, Republicans are attacking other of the candidates. The record that Romney has in business and government, they also challenged him to release his tax returns, but pretty much he's come out of all this unscathed so far. The polls all are pretty consistent, as they have been. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Garrett Quinn with Hillary Shabbat from the Boston Herald about Rick Perry, who, of course, skipped New Hampshire, as you know, and has concentrated on South Carolina, but the polls don't show him doing anything there.
You didn't see much of Rick Perry. You didn't see any of Rick Perry, really, in New Hampshire.
Yeah, they finally realized that it wasn't working out for them there. They came actually a lot later than I thought they might, because they started well, and then when things started turning, they ended up continuing to go, and I was actually surprised, because it didn't seem like the place for Rick Perry, frankly. And so anyway, you're right, he wasn't there very much, but South Carolina, there'll be plenty of Rick Perry.
Now, the Real Clear Politics polling average has him at 5.7%. We'll just round it up to 6. That's pretty bad. The guy has been campaigning, and he spent the entire week in South Carolina while everybody else spent the week in New Hampshire. Do you think this his last stand? I know he said after Iowa he had to reassess his campaign and go pray
right.
And think about it. And then he decided, I'm going to go play in South Carolina. But why? What happened? What went wrong in this campaign? Why has he never caught fire? Or why did he peak so incredibly early and just crash to earth?
I still sort of feel like the best person to take on Romney would have been Rick Perry had he somehow been better at debates. In terms of being able to raise money, he seemed better than certainly Santorum. I mean, Gingrich is okay at raising money, but he seemed to have a money-raising organization in place. Dave Carney, which is probably why he continued his focus in New Hampshire. Dave Carney is a really well-respected New Hampshire Republican consultant. He had really good people around him. He had just a good organization in place for the most part, except for the fact that he just apparently couldn't debate. I mean, you saw him as well as everybody else did, and boy, did he just crumble.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they didn't prepare him better, or maybe he's just a candidate. Maybe it's just him as a candidate. Certainly, people like Romney learn from their own mistakes, and Romney's done plenty of that, so maybe he would have done better or will do better if he decides to do it a second time. But certainly he's learned his weakness from this go-round, because everything else seemed to be ready to go. I mean, he had a good organization, as I said. He had a fairly good fundraising team in place, so that was all set to go. It just seemed like, for whatever reason, either he wasn't prepped well, or he just doesn't, under pressure, perform well.
Or maybe he's just not very smart. All right, so there's the reporter from the Boston Herald moving down into the Carolinas, and the real focus on Barack Obama. Let's do some fact-checking in a moment here on the Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The reason I'm calling is I'm not a particularly religious fellow at all, but I go with my wife to church, and at church last meeting, they were mentioning Nephi, Enos, Alma, and a bunch of things I'd never heard of, and they handed out a bunch of Mormon Bibles. Now, the Mormon Bible doesn't seem to be at all a Christian Bible. And I know that after the sermon, they were asked how many people were going to vote for Mitt Romney due to the religion factor. And there was one guy. And I feel like this is another thing there that really the Republicans have trotted out Mr. Romney again. And I think when they get down to the religious areas of the country, that maybe he won't be acceptable. He's acceptable to me 100%. But I know that a lot of people are not going to vote for him on that religious thing there because, you know, a Mormon doesn't use a Christian Bible.
All right, there's Al in Ohio. Some thoughts on the Mormon faith. Does this hurt him the Bible issue. He was making reference to the religious part of the country. I don't know whether religious in that sense with some people means bigots. So if you don't like Hutzman or Romney, it's because you're a bigot. 800-510-8255. Speaking of Romney, the president said here are some of the things. Let me present a different way. Here are some things that have been said by the various candidates, and then let's just for the fun of it spend a minute talking about whether they are factual or not, according to various fact-checking methodologies. Romney said, quote, "This president has opened up no new markets for American goods around the world in his 3 years, even as European nations and China have opened up 44. The facts actually are that Obama revived the Bush-era free trade pacts with South Korea, Panama, and Colombia, all passed by Congress in October, in the biggest round of trade liberalization since the North American Free Trade Agreement. In particular, the agreement with South Korea is designed to break down barriers between the U.S. and South Korea, which is the 15th largest economy, and may create as many as 280,000 new American jobs. One would ask, after understanding that, why it wasn't done earlier, if Obama is really about the business of creating jobs. All right. Santorum said, quote, "My ads have been positive. The only ad that I've ever put up has contrasted myself with other candidates and does so in a way talking about the issues." The facts are Santorum coming out of an ad this week accusing Romney of being just like Obama, saying Romney once bragged that he was even more liberal than Ted Kennedy on social issues, two negative assertions that go beyond a mere look at the issues. We're talking about facts and things that have been said in the debate. Gingrich said on Chile's system of private retirement accounts, first of all, it's totally voluntary. If you want to stay in the current system, stay in it. If you're younger and you want to go take personal savings account, which would be a Social Security savings account, you can take it. The facts are there's nothing voluntary about Chile's system at all. It requires all workers contributing 10% of their salaries to private pension plans plus other fees for insurance. That was the idea that George Bush had put forth to privatize some of Social Security. All right, let's see here. Ron Paul said, "Taliban are people who want their main goal, in fact, is to keep foreigners off their land. It's the Al-Qaeda. You can't mix the two of them. The Al-Qaeda want to come here to kill us. The Taliban just say, we don't want foreigners. We need to understand that or we can't resolve the problem." What Paul is missing is the Taliban harbored foreigners on their land. They did harbor Al-Qaeda terrorists who came to the U.S., but the other side of that is that Al-Qaeda is gone from that region. Let's finish it up with James in Florida.
"I question why Huffman endorses Romney after going after Romney. And what it looks like to me now is that Romney is funded by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Obama's funded by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. So it seems to me it's a Ron Paul funded by people versus Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. And that's what I see coming in the future. And I hope Ron Paul points this out in the debate."
Me too, sir. I think that'd be a great thing for us all to hear, because you're right about that. All right. So we've had a good hour in the conversational zone. Thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown. Did you know?